Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for April 6th, 2021. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the Keyword Part 2 workshop is this week. The new Gutenberg tutorials have been updated with nifty WordPress 5.7 features you'll like. The new Gutenberg Block Suite plugins I'm looking into. An update on the video SEO course embed testing. Why my site services waitlist is filling up with folks leaving SiteGround. How and why to move out of your noob mindset and into a money-making one. More on how the cybersecurity situation is getting worse by the day. HCAPTCHA versus ReCAPTCHA versus CleanTalk versus Akismet for spam filtering. What the new super bot fight mode at Cloudflare is all about. How to permanently disable full screen editing mode in Gutenberg. What will become of Unsplash now that Getty Images has acquired them. How to optimize ads on your site for CLS, which is cumulative layout shift. And when not to, purge cache on your site. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. We will spill the beans on this week's news. Breaking stories for the day, too, and special info just for those who watch. So come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. All Bloggate posts and tutorials are intended to assist business-minded, hands-on bloggers and webmaster designers who are serious about making money and who want to stay up to date with site changes. In Bloggate happenings, the Get Busy With It spring vibe is still all over me, and I'm making progress on all fronts in new goodies for you. So first, me and my DIY SEO course members will be meeting live on Thursday for the second part of our keywords workshop, and we'll be talking about lots of keyword research tools, including both free and paid, and a new player on the block. And woohoo, all of the tutorials in the Gutenberg Ninja course that were affected by the WordPress 5.7 release have been updated. And there are some real gems I think you'll enjoy too, including the tutorial for your first Gutenberg post. Some of the new things in it are new ways to add blocks, including drag and drop, new ways to move blocks, the image block links tip, and the image block itself, where you can put text over an image and it converts it to a cover block. And then the list block tutorial now has indent and outdent, font sizes, font and background colors, and how to transform it from a paragraph into a list block. And then the buttons block tutorial has multiple buttons, the width settings, and the new vertical alignment. Now, I would also like to encourage course members to see the Gutenberg Editor Tour tutorial, which is the first one in the basic section. You know, all of us get into habits with using Gutenberg, and I bet you've forgotten about some of its handy tools and features that can make your content creation so much better or easier. So do go check them out. Hey, if you're a webmaster or a site audit client in the BB Hub, or a DIY SEO course member, be sure to look in your member dashboard for a discount code to the Gutenberg Ninja course. Woohoo! My theme testing team is going at it. You know, this past week, the full theme testing team from my webmaster training members met live, and everyone has decided what theme they're going to be focusing on from our list, which is Genesis, Astra, Cadence, and Generate Press. Now, we're all pretty excited to see the admin side of those last two themes and what issues, if any, they may have with testing metrics. And then we'll all help each other get them fixed, just like we did for Genesis and Astra. Now, hopefully, in a couple of weeks, we'll be ready for formal comparative testing with the themes as they sit, and then with tweaks. And I'll keep you posted on how it all goes. You know, all of those theme frameworks that we're testing have also created their own Gutenberg suite of blocks plugins. Now for Genesis, they started out with a different name because they originally came from the makers of array themes, but they're now called Genesis blocks. And for Astra, that's the ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg. And Cadence and GeneratePress call their block plugin by the same name as their theme, like Genesis does too. You know, the thing is, they are not theme specific. So any of these block suite plugins can be used on any theme, I think. Now, hopefully, before this summer, I'll have time to test the GeneratePress and Cadence blocks. Now, I've already got the other two in the Gutenberg Ninja course, and I want to check for bloat to see what requests they add, which can slow down your page load. And it might be good to do a comparison post with them, since I'll basically have all of the case study data for it anyway. And I want to give you an update on my video SEO testing. You know, this weekend I spun up a new test site for comparing a few of the popular video embed plugins against what the Yoast Video SEO plugin says it now does for speed improvements when embedding a YouTube video. You know, it's rather time consuming, as I have to clean out all the orphans each plugin leaves behind before installing the next one. And then I have to test them in conjunction with the schema markup that the Yoast SEO plugin outputs too. And that's actually pretty tough to do, since the speed improvements can conflict with one another. So I'm thinking that I'm going to limit the testing to only the top two plugins, because a lot of folks have already been using them to speed up page load, and I really need to see if there are any conflicts with the Yoast Video SEO plugin's new speed improvements. Now, needless to say, this is just one more time-consuming wrench thrown into my plans to get this course out, but it has to be done, because folks will need to know if they have to redo all of their video embeds or not, or what happens if they just delete the plugin they were using and let the Yoast plugin take over. And you know me, I'm going to cover the site tech angles and have the data to confirm my recommendations to you. And woo, the word is buzzing in the blogging groups about the demise of SiteGround, and folks are exiting that host en masse now. Now, my site services waitlist is filling up with migration audit combo requests, the majority of them being from SiteGround people. Now, I recalculated, and I think we are solidly into at least mid-July now for the wait list, and I have a whole batch of audit checkups coming up. Now, those are from site owners who have already been through their first audit with the mass cleanup and fixes for security and speed and such, and now they just need a quick checkup for what has changed since then. Now, I do those fixes and updates as I go, and the whole thing is fast and cheap. Folks, security, speed, and HTTPS change all the time. There is no such thing as once and done, and the pace of change is rapid now. You must keep your site up to date. Now, for my site audit clients, that means getting a checkup every 12 to 18 months. Otherwise, it will have to be a full audit again, as too much will have changed for me to do updates and fixes as I go. And you know, every one of my clients says the same thing. I wish I had found you sooner. You know, a freebie mindset is costing you time and money. All of my clients are making more money since they got their site fully squared away and got into my DIY SEO course. You know, that whole idea of I can't spend money until I make money is what is holding you back. There is no business on the planet that doesn't require an initial investment, and that takes more than sweat equity, with a site. You'll wake up to this reality eventually, and then you'll get on the real money-making road. And it's worth the wait. You know, I've heard folks looking for help right this minute and jumping to other techs that are available instead of getting on my wait list. Folks, I'm booked like this for a reason. I get results for my clients. Ask the other techs to verify how much more money their clients are making. And you can see the testimonials from my peeps right on my services pages. And woohoo, I want to give you an update on the new boutique hosting. Last week, I met live with our new boutique host to share survey results from both my webmasters and site audit clients. And we're making lists and checking them twice for the first folks who will be moving over to the new setup. Now, I'll be reaching out to individual webmasters and site audit clients in the coming weeks with more details. Just know that we're working hard to get this launched and available to you. And this past week, I also saw crazy happenings with most all hosts, CDNs, and the whole internet on the eastern side of the U.S. The cybersecurity stuff just keeps getting worse by the day, y'all. The bot attacks continue to increase, and more systems are being overwhelmed by them. Now, I was even looking into better comment spam filters for us, as the ones we have are letting more spam through now. But the one all of my webmasters recommend seems to be buckling under its own weight because it does catch the most spam. It's Clean Talk, and it's throwing PHP errors all over the place. And my guess is that it's overwhelmed now too, but I don't know that for sure. What I do know for sure is that it is heavy on your database. So that alone gives me a little pause for recommending it. Just know that I'm keeping my eye on a lot of angles with this issue and working overtime to get this new hosting thing launched as a way to get us out of the ghetto, especially with shared hosting. But please know that hosts all over are getting blamed for issues they can't control, like the main internet trunk line to them getting overwhelmed. It looks like the host is down, but it's the highway to them that has a bridge out. You know, Cloudflare has had to reroute around their Virginia mirror location for 2 weeks now because of this sort of thing. So, boutique hosting or not, nobody can guarantee site delivery these days, especially when the issues are the internet itself burning down. Yes, it's that bad now. And I'm looking for a reCAPTCHA alternative for contact forms to get away from Google. And the V3 or version 3 reCAPTCHA logo it puts on every page. I am not a fan of a Kismet. And while CleanTalk works for both comments and forms, it's been having PHP error issues for months. And their support has not been helpful. Now, I'm not sure I like info from folks filling out contact forms going to hCAPTCHA any more than sending it to Google for reCAPTCHA. What do you use to protect your site from spam, both for comments and your contact form? Please do let us know. All right, y'all, that's all the happenings from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. Insecurity tips. Woohoo! Cloudflare has released a super bot fight mode. You know, last year, Cloudflare released what's called a bot fight mode to help cut down on all the bad bot requests. And it's available on both the free and paid plans. And then last week, Cloudflare released an improved version of it called Super Bot Fight Mode, and that one is only available on the paid plans, including the $20 a month pro plan that me and many of my site audit clients are on. It includes a dashboard with a report of bots that are likely automated, likely human, and verified bots like those from search engines. Now, What I am super excited about is the ability to configure the bots that we block, including verified blocks. You know, I've been trying to find good ways for us to block SEO agency bots like Ahrefs and SEMrush, plus the 15 new ones that have popped up in the last year. And I'll be damned if I will allow those agencies to continue chewing up my hosting resources only to give my site's SEO data to my competition. Oh, hell no. Now, if you use one of those paid services, then of course you want them to have access to your site and all of your competition. And that's why this new feature is so wonderful, because you can tailor it to your needs. Now, I've been using AWS Stats and cPanel to see these bot hits, and managing them manually is a whack-a-mole game you can't win. And we need a lot of help to try to better identify the unknown bots, as I've seen Pinterest bots get lumped into that. So in the coming weeks, I'll be testing this on my own sites and watching my AWS Stats alongside the report in Cloudflare to figure out the best settings for us to use. And then I'll ask for volunteers from my BB Hub folks, which is the private member area for my site audit clients, to test it on their accounts. You know, my highest money-making clients do data mining every day and watch their analytics and other site metrics like a hawk. So this bot watching won't be hard for them to do at all. And I'll keep you posted on how it goes. But for now, I would advise not turning it on, as you could hurt your SEO or your money makers with it. Let us do the proper testing and data gathering first. In WordPress tips, Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress and the head of Automattic, which is the parent company of WordPress, decided that his strong preference for distraction-free writing should be the default in Gutenberg. And he forced the WordPress dev team to include that default in a previous WordPress release, even after they had announced the release candidate, which means no new changes, just bug fixes, prior to the public release. You know, that broke an unwritten sacred rule in the dev cycle, and nobody but Matt was happy about it. And to make matters worse, the full screen edit mode that delivers this distraction-free writing experience is not a user-based option that's held in the database. Other user preferences are held there, you know, like the color scheme of your admin pages or how you have your screen options set for each admin page. This makes them persistent across any browser or app that you use to log into WordPress. But instead of doing this full screen mode thing that way, they made it a cookie in the current browser that you're using. That's why it can jump back to the default unexpectedly. I've even seen it jump to full screen editing while I'm working on a post, depending on what I click in the editor. It makes me crazy. And I'm not alone. And multiple tickets have been posted in the WordPress dev channel for this to be fixed and make it a user preference setting in the database. But there has been no activity with actually getting this done in over a year. And that's why a new plugin has been released to banish full screen editing. Period. It's called Full Screen Mode Be Gone, and it's available for free in the WordPress plugin repository. Now, as much as I hate to have to add another plugin, I'm going to test this one because I'm tired of dealing with Matt Mullenweg's preference that so thoroughly disrupts my editing experience. In image tips, For those who use free images from Unsplash, you'll want to know that Getty Images has acquired them. Now, Unsplash will continue to operate as a separate entity and will still offer free images. And I want to send a big thank you to fellow webmaster Larry Snow for letting us know about this. In speed tips, if you run ads on your site, they can impact your load speed and UX, which is user experience. Now, the UX part is usually impacted most by content jumping around on the screen as it loads. And that's called cumulative layout shift, or CLS. Mediavine is well aware of this issue on some sites and has made a couple of features available to you for fixing it, at least where ads are concerned. You know, to be honest, Mediavine is so good with how they defer ad loading now that I have not found them to be at fault with any CLS issues for my site audit clients on Mediavine. I have, however, found AdThrive, Ezoic, Monumetrics, and Google AdSense to cause all manner of load issues, not just CLS ones. Now, what me and the theme tester team have found is that CLS issues are caused 90% by the theme's mobile menu load, 8% by first contentful paint load, including the size difference or delay between web safe and Google fonts, and then 2% by all other issues, including how your optimization plugin deals with delaying the load of fonts. And we know how to fix those issues. So, before you turn on these optional settings for Mediavine, get an audit and ensure the ads are the problem. You know, we have ways to trick the testers into not loading the ads and can positively identify CLS and other Core Web Vitals issues. And we don't want you to negatively impact your revenue by guessing. Here's a little quiz for you. How often do you need to purge your site's cache? I only do it after plugin, theme, or WordPress updates. That's because purging the cache slows down the speed benefits you get from it, and it takes a while to build all of that cache back up. Now, there are three places to purge cache, including your local caching plugin, Cloudflare, and your browser. Go read my post on how to delete cache everywhere for more. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies and blogger groups to support the free and helpful info you get on Bloggate and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit bloggate.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.